Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
And another wonderful day. It is Thursday as we march through the week. October 4th already, something else, right? The puppy story is getting a lot of response. I know a lot of people have a visceral reaction to that level of evil. Of course, I'm talking about the man in Florida who, from a balcony using an air rifle, shot and killed an eight-month-old chihuahua being walked by the mother of the eight-year-old that the mother bought the puppy for. Just an absolutely horrible story. But we got into that. If we have any more additional information on this scumbag that did it, we'll let you know. In the meantime, we're going to move on today to a couple other things that have floated my boat and caught me fancy. Why? Because I can. Because that's what we do here. There is, you know, this is, I got to be really careful the way I handle this here. There's a story that you may have seen. Former CEO of gun rights group pleads guilty to gun trafficking. Now, again, this is the danger of headline surfing. The danger of headline surfing. When you see a headline like that, what do you think? Former CEO of gun rights group pleads guilty to gun trafficking. Let me tell you something. I've been fighting the gun rights fight for a long time. Been on the airwaves fighting it for a decade with you. Was writing about it for a couple years, 3 years prior to being on the air. For a number of years, maybe 4 or 5 years before being on the air. Lived the gun rights fight myself prior to doing anything about it publicly. I'm a member of some of the biggest gun rights groups in the country. I have emceed and moderated the Gun Rights Policy Conference on more than one occasion. No doubt the single biggest gathering of quote-unquote gun rights groups in the country. I've attended the National Rifle Association meetings for I couldn't tell you how long. SHOT Show. I believe I'm in my 18th. This next one coming up will be my 19th SHOT Show. So we're pushing, you know, nearly two decades there. So I know a little bit about gun rights groups. I'm speaking at a gun rights group, to a gun rights group with gun rights organizers. These people are friends and family, man, out in Arizona on Saturday the 13th upcoming at the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting at the Sheraton in Phoenix. AZCDL, hope to see you there. They draw a huge crowd. They draw politicians. These are award-winning. This is an award-winning organization. How do I know? I sit on the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. So I know a little bit about gun rights groups. And when I see a headline like this, I scream out, oh, holy crap, who do I know that did something wrong? Former CEO of gun rights group pleads guilty to gun trafficking. That's never good. Southern California organization, former CEO, pled guilty earlier in the week, apparently, to felony gun trafficking. The guy is a San Diego resident. His name is Chad Clay Kipper. He's 34 years old. I've never heard of Chad Clay Kipper. Don't know who he is. Never met him. He's never corresponded with me. He's never sought airtime on this radio program. One of the two largest nationally syndicated pro-gun rights radio programs in the nation. And I can promise you I get hit for requests to be on the air all the time. Never heard of him. Apparently this guy, and he pled guilty, so I can say, I'm not going to say alleged, he pled guilty, but he apparently lied about being an Arizona resident and then purchased 14 guns in that state in 2016. Prosecutors claimed, apparently successfully so, that he brought the guns back to California and sold them for a profit. That's a no-no. In anybody's book, that's illegal to do. He was the CEO of the Freedom Fighters Foundation. I've never heard of the Freedom Fighters Foundation. And again, I know a little bit about the gun rights movement. I don't know everything. There are groups all over the country, many. I'm sure I've not heard of more of them than I've heard of. But as far as the players who make a difference and get things done at the state level and the federal level, I know them all. And they know me, even if I don't know them. But I'd never heard of this individual. According to this piece, I believe this is Fox News. I'll have to check. I'll get back to you on that. Kipper was the CEO of the Freedom Fighters Foundation, a gun rights and civil liberties group that owned a 22-acre private shooting range. Noise complaints prompted authorities to investigate the group in January, according to the San Diego Union-Tribune. Apparently, they discovered during the investigation that this guy, this California resident, was not registered to own firearms, but had made a purchase in Arizona. Per federal and state gun laws, it is illegal to lie on an application to buy firearms. Interstate gun purchases require a special license. So he pled guilty to felony gun trafficking. He forfeited 16 guns and was prohibited from possessing firearms. He was sentenced to 3 years probation. Now, the Freedom Fighters Foundation, we're going to go there in just a second, is a nonprofit. It's 501c3 that describes itself, quote, dedicated to the core principles of constitutionally limited government, conservative family values, free markets, and individual liberty, according to its website. So I went to its website, Freedom Fighters Foundation. There's not a whole lot there. They have a Twitter feed, a couple thousand followers, you know, small Facebook page with 1,200, 1,500, I don't know what it is, likes on the page. You know, this is not a major player organization. 2,307 followers on a Facebook page. But the information on the page is current for the most part, so it's actively being kept up. As I said before, okay, I don't know anything about the organization. Don't know what kind of work they do, don't do, how many members they have, don't have, if it's a one-man band, I don't know. And I'm not going to do any further research on it. The point that I'm making with this is that when you see a headline like this, all right, you got to take this with a grain of salt and you have to dig into it and understand what they're trying to do here. I don't know what the headline right in it is. Bradford Betts, a Fox News piece, former CEO of Gun Rights Group, pleads guilty to gun trafficking. When I see Gun Rights Group being neck deep in the gun rights movement, I want to know, obviously, a little bit more about this. This is an organization I have never heard of, has never been a player in any of the places I've been and any of the venues that I frequent as a, quite frankly, a prominent member of the gun rights movement. So read this stuff. Take it with a grain of salt. Understand what it is you're looking at. I don't know anything about these people. I know I'm going to get emails because I'm already starting to get emails that are sending me this link, which is why I wanted to address this to you now. If you're thinking, I don't know anything about them, I really don't have any comment on them. If they reach out to me, I'll listen. If they don't, I'm pretty much done with the story. But it is something that I wanted you to see. It is something that I wanted you to see because a lot of you were sending me emails. It's on, it's just to confirm, it is a Fox News piece that was sent to me. All right, so read it for yourself. Former CEO of Gun Rights Group pleads guilty to gun trafficking. This is not a gun rights group I've ever heard of, nor have I ever worked with, nor have they ever requested anything of me, any publicity, either in print or over the airwaves. Obviously, what this guy did was a federal crime. He pled guilty, and he's doing whatever punishment the courts have worked out for him. So, yeah, interesting stuff. Can you really talk about this stuff? My mom asked me every week for an hour. She said, can you really do it? Man, oh, man, oh, man. I've got more today than I'm ever going to. I've got enough information for you today that I'm not going to obviously be able to get to you. I could carry it through tomorrow and into the Sunday Monster broadcast, and we still wouldn't have enough time. The answer to that question, Ma, is absolutely 100% yes. We have a lot to talk about, yes, for an hour every week. Of course, my mom was referring to the program back when it was a one-hour show on Sundays, heard just in Atlanta, inside the perimeter of Atlanta. Now, of course, 6 days a week of Armed American Radio, 5 Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific, heard on dozens of stations around the country, and, of course, the Monster broadcast, now 3 hours, heard on hundreds of stations in hundreds of cities around the country. Yes, we can really talk about this for an hour every day. It's a never-ending battle, I tell you. It's a never-ending battle. You know, especially when the other side has warriors like Alyssa Milano. Oh, no. What are we going to do? David Hogg. Oh, no. What are we going to do with enemy combatants in the fight for freedom of that stature? I'm just not sure. maybe we should just lay down our arms. I just don't know that we can compete with that. I'm just not sure. Obviously, I'm being a little sarcastic and facetious at their expense because I can and they deserve it. When we come back, I talked a lot about David Kodria the other day. Remember about a piece that David had written? We're talking about Ben Stein. You know, Bueller, anyone. The cult classic Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I got an email from David Wilcox. And when I come back from the break, I'll read the email and a little bit about what David reminds us, David Wilcox, the email reminds us, about what David Kodria has said in the past. I spoke to David Kodria this morning. I'll tell you all about that when we come back. I'll clue you in. It's all fun. It's just a part of my day. That's all it is. And I get to bring part of my day to you every day here to this microphone, and we get to discuss it together. Don't go away. Back after this. Attention, gun owner, you're running out of time to claim your free life-saving guide and your free audiobook. If you want the truth about what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, this is it with the USCCA's free Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook and Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. You can finally protect yourself with the truth. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get yours right now. You'll be amazed by these true stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks, but you'll be even more shocked when you discover what happened after. Because making just one mistake can be the difference between freedom or jail. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. With your free guide and audiobook, you'll know when you can and can't shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive the legal aftermath. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus deadly force checklist. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But this is your last chance. Don't miss out. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Visit armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back, right? Gun owner, you're running. I don't know why I did that. Sean's asking me about that in my ear. I don't know why I did that, but it was fun. Attention, gun owner, you. You're running out of time. If you can't have fun doing it, why do it, right? Welcome back. You're running out of time to claim your free life-saving guide and free audiobook. If you want the truth about what really happens when you use your gun in self-defense, this is it. With the USCCA's free, shocking, true stories of self-defense audiobook and critical self-defense survival guide, you will finally protect yourself with the truth. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get yours today. You'll be amazed by the true stories of deadly shootings and violent attacks, but you'll even be more shocked when you discover what happened after the fact. Making one mistake can be the difference between your freedom or jail. Think about that. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. It's not necessary. The answers are right here for you. With your free guide and audiobook, you'll know when you can and can't shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive the legal aftermath. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus deadly force checklist. Three life-saving tools, 100% free. You know, I'm a big fan of free stuff. This is your last chance. Don't miss it. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com right now. Florence, South Carolina, real quick. Terrible story breaking yesterday and into the evening and still today of seven law enforcement officers wounded in what appears to be a warrant, the serving of a warrant gone bad. Individual with a rifle began shooting at officers, what turned into what the cops described as an active shooter incident. Seven law enforcement officers shot, one killed, as of the information I have at my hands now. The individual killed had just received his 30-year commendation. 30 years. And a young man, if you saw the picture of him, just incredible. He became the 40th law enforcement officer of the year murdered in the line of duty. Now, you know what stepped out at me on that? Who would want the job? Who would want that job? You know going in that X amount on average of your colleagues, and it could be you, will be murdered on the job. Not killed in an accident where your arm got sucked into a wood chipper or something like that and sucked you in and you died a horrible death. No. Or not an accidental death at the, you know, smelting factory or on the truck terminal dock or driving something. No, but murdered at the hands of someone attempting to kill you because they're a criminal and they don't, for the most part, want to go to or back to prison. And they're willing to kill you, as many of you and your colleagues as they have to see to it that that doesn't happen. And of course, they never win. They're either killed or they go back to prison. Wasting your life. Who would want that job? The stress of that job since the Obama days, when Obama weaponized race relations and turned a large part of America against our law enforcement officers, who would want that job? Who would want that job? And I ask you that question because there are lots of people who want that job because it's great, noble work. And even in the face of the things I just described, will willfully put themselves on the line every single day to do that job. Are there bad cops? Of course there are. There are bad judges, bad lawyers, bad doctors, bad teachers, bad history professors, bad truck drivers, bad accountants, bad grocery store bag clerks, bad pharmacists, bad everybody from every walk of life. There is a bad apple because we're all human. Some humans are bad apples. Doesn't matter what they do for a living. There are bad cops. But we don't let one bad pharmacist color us about all pharmacists. We don't allow that to happen. We're smart enough to know that most truck drivers are great people and great drivers. We don't let one criminal truck driver paint every driver as a, and we don't do that with cops unless you're Bill de Blasio or the Democrat Party or the Democrat Party platform or Barack Obama, who weaponized race relations in this country to go after law enforcement. Just incredible. Oh, don't give me that crap, by the way. I can hear it right now. Michael Brown, hands up. Michael Brown was a lie. Michael Brown wasn't on his knees with his back to the officer. Michael Brown was inside the cruiser trying to disarm an officer of his firearm so he could kill him. This, after being stopped in the middle of the street and questioned on his way back from a thug robbery of a convenience store. Great guy. Michael Brown was a lie. The whole movement that followed was based on a lie. Don't give me the crap. Nothing politically correct here. You get the facts. Those are the facts. I don't care whether you like them or not. Facts are stubborn things. Yeah, facts are stubborn things, aren't they? A lot of people don't like facts. Real quick to close out on the Florence, South Carolina. I got to calm down a little bit. Whew. It's easy, man. I'm telling you, it's easy. Yeah, one cop is deceased. This is such a terrible story. It just is such a terrible story. Terrence Carraway, 52, of Darlington, was pronounced dead at a local hospital, and an autopsy will be conducted on Thursday. He was shot and killed. Carraway's a veteran officer in the city of Florence, 30 years on the job. Just incredible. You know, I hate when they put the criminal in with the numbers. There was also a 20-year-old in the house that was shot during the exchange of gunfire. But this guy was, they were serving a warrant for the accusation that this 27-year-old punk in the house that they were serving the warrant at had been sexually assaulting or sexually assaulted a foster child inside the home. So, yeah, real beauty here, huh? This guy's a real beauty. According to Florence, let's see, one of the officers has died. No other details. 4:55, the shooting had occurred in the area of Hoffmeyer Road near the Vintage Place neighborhood. This is a thankless job, thanks to Barack Obama and his Democrat Party and the social justice warriors. Another legacy of Obama. Oh, don't just take my word for it. It's not just me. Talk to the hundreds of cops who turned their backs on the mayor in New York. Don't believe this radio host. Talk to the cops who turned their back on mayors and who are angry about the whole social justice warrior lie. And it all started with that Boston incident and culminated in that stupid, dopey beer summit. Not enough time to go into that, but here at Armed American Radio, we pray for the families of those officers. We pray for the officers and their families, in particular, the officer that was murdered. 52 years on the force, just incredible. Or excuse me, 30 years on the force, 52 years old from Darlington. Been to Darlington, great little town. Yep, we weep for you. We definitely do. All right, it looks like I'm going to have to cut this one short. When we come back, I'll read the email about the subject that I talked about with David Kodria the other day. It's a good email. And another reminder, I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAonair.com. USCCAonair.com. Go there. That's USCCAonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, every time I see a cop, welcome back, by the way, every time I see a cop, I thank them for what they do and I tell them to be careful out there. Just tell them, be careful out there, guys. You know, every time I've said that to an officer, I always get the same response back, generally speaking. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I will be. You know, most of these kids, and I say they're kids. I'm 56 years old. 55 and younger is kid to me anymore, right? You'd never know I was 56, believe me, if you meet me. I promise, I swear. But I say this all the time to officers whenever I see them. Hey, man, be careful out there. Female or not, hey, be careful out there. And I get the same reply. Thanks. Thank you very much. I will be. These are your neighbors. I live in a small town. You know, you get to know the cops. You get to know who they are. They see you. You see them. You see you run into them at Home Depot and they're off their shift. Or maybe you see them out for dinner with their families and stuff like that. Or I see a lot of them at the gun range, for example. You know, and you just say, have a great day. Be careful out there what you're doing. Thanks for what you're doing. Response is always the same. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Tough, thankless job in today's day and age. Tough, thankless job. And lives on the line. Ridiculous. All right, Ben Stein. Remember Ben Stein? You remember Ben Stein. A Bueller. David Kodria wrote about him. He and his big butt, his big Second Amendment butt, because Ben Stein doesn't believe that anybody should have a gun that screams, kill people. Referring, of course, to the AR-15. Now, of course, Ben Stein is clueless, doesn't have you... should really educate himself. That's an Alyssa Milano move. just run your mouth about something because you can and really not have a clue what you're talking about. What's his name comes to mind, too. What's his name? Help me remember his name. Oh, David Hogg. Yeah, he comes to mind, too. Run his mouth about all kinds of crap he doesn't know anything about. Pretty soon he's going to be telling me how to do my taxes. Kid's never had a job. Unbelievable. Ben Stein's rant was the email I got from David Wilcox. Mark, I hadn't realized that David Kodria had written the article I read and responded to on the Armored Porcupine Facebook page. I only gleaned some of the points attributed to Stein and responded with the following. Number one, it's the Bill of Rights, Ben, not the Bill of Needs. Number two, no semi-automatic rifles below 50 caliber have a military purpose. Three, why, Ben, do you think the basic Stoner design is still in use by the U.S. military? Because of those of you living in Colorado or California, Stoner is Eugene Stoner, okay? Not a Stoner. Because Stoner got it right. Accuracy, low recoil, lightweight, all desirable features in a general use rifle. Number four, look up the FBI crime figures for 2017 yourself. I think you'll find murders committed by people misusing any rifle, not just modern sporting rifles, are actually quite low. In fact, quite low is putting it mildly. It's more than quite low, David Wilcox, letter writer. That's putting it mildly. More people are beaten with hands and fists than are murdered by any rifle of any type. But why let that get in the way? Why let that fact get in the way when you can demonize the modern sporting rifle, the AR-15, the most popular rifle in America? What did I say in the last segment? You might have one bad truck driver. We all know that most truck drivers, 99.9% of them are great. There might be one bad cop. We all know 99.9% of cops are all great. There might be one bad Indian chief. But we all know that 99.8% of all Indian chiefs are great. There might be one bad accountant. But we all are smart enough to know that 99.9% of all accountants are great. One bad person uses an AR-15 for bad purpose, and all AR-15 owners, millions upon millions upon millions of us, all suck. And isn't it interesting how the media runs with that narrative when it's about a gun? Which is why it's so important to call people like Ben Stein in these stupid comments out when you see them. It's very, very, very important. These people can't get away with that. They need to be held accountable. You need to let them know that their words matter, that Ben Stein is misinformed. You know, I remember back, gosh, a number of years ago, Bill O'Reilly. Remember Bill O'Reilly? Yeah, he's still out there. Got his own podcast going on thing, you know, got his webcast deal. You know, he's still out there. I think he does some CRTV stuff. I'm not sure. Newsmax TV, I'm not sure what he does. Don't hold me to that. Certainly not the platform he had at 8 p.m. as the number one talk television program on opinion program as he had when it was on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News. But I remember him talking about, you know, being pro-gun and everything else. And I believe he is pro-gun. I do. But he falls into this trap because he lives in New York. Sorry, New York. He lives up on the island. You guys know what I'm talking about, WRCN. You know what I'm talking about. He's caught up in this whole media thing about all of a sudden, an AR-15 is a heavy weapon. The hell is he talking about? An AR-15 is not a heavy weapon. It's a light tactical semi-automatic rifle that shoots a .223 caliber. I have rifles, I have bolt-action rifles in my safe that are far more dangerous than an AR-15. But why let that fact get in the way, right? Facts are stubborn things. People don't like facts, do they? WRCN, by the way, 103.9 FM is the station, the conservative news talk I'm talking about. I love you guys up in New York on the island, booming out through that big, huge New York market. If anybody gets a dose of misinformation about firearms and, you know, the ballistics and firearms rights and freedoms, it's you guys. You really do up in New York. Oh, boy. Excuse me. You really do. And it's extremely important for those of you in the know, particularly in areas like that, that you call these people out. You got to write that letter to the editor. It's probably not going to be published, but it doesn't matter. The editors have read it. They know they're being watched. That's what's important. Doesn't matter whether they publish it or not. And in some cases, you'll get lucky and they will publish it, depending on the topic or the mood of the person that makes the decision that day. But lo and behold, here's what I can tell you. They read it, and that's what's most important. That's how they know they're being held accountable. If all they read is everybody agreeing with them all day, they're going to continue to do the same crap. But if half or greater respond and call them out, and those half or greater are all saying the same things because they're factual, it's impossible to be ignored. But facts, yeah, facts are stubborn things. So let me go back to the facts of David Wilcox's email. Number one, it's the Bill of Rights, Ben Stein, not the Bill of Needs. Number two, no semi-automatic rifles below 50 caliber have a military purpose. Wilson, that's from the Wilson settlement. Number three, why, Ben, do you think the basic Stoner design is still in use by the U.S. military? Because Stoner got it right. Accuracy, low recoil, lightweight, all desirable features in a general use rifle. Number four, look up the FBI crime figures for 2017 yourself. I think you'll find murders committed by people misusing any rifle, not just modern sporting rifles, are very low. And he's absolutely correct. They are very low. In fact, they are so low that more people are beaten to death with hands and feet. And he says, David says, I deliberately kept it short. Obviously can't hold a candle to David Kodria, but I was unprepared to let his remarks stand without some response. Thanks, Mark. Listening regularly in Charleston, South Carolina. He says, but I was unprepared. I think he meant unwilling. But I was unprepared. I think he meant unwilling to let his remarks stand without some response. Thanks, Mark. Listening regularly in Charleston, South Carolina. Thank you for the email, Mr. Wilcox. I do appreciate it very, very much. When we come back, I have got a doozy of an email that I can't wait to tackle on the air with you from a listener who finds himself what he believes to be literally caught between a rock and a hard place. And I understand why. And I'm going to read the email when we come back. And we're going to kind of try to break this down for you. Because it's really good. I'll just tell you, the subject of the email is gun-loving Democrats. Gun-loving Democrats. I'll explain everything. The emailer will explain it in his own words when we come back. I love the email, and I love the opportunity to respond to it. And I thank the emailer for sending it. You'll understand in just a minute when we come back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four already, do you believe it? Wow. Tomorrow is Friday, then we're on to the Monster Cast. Freedom just keeps on rolling on. It never takes a break. Gun owner, you're running out of time. I want you to claim your free life-saving guide and the free audiobook, okay? That's the free Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook from the USCCA and the Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide. Armedandresponsible.com has it. And for a limited time, you're also going to get the bonus Deadly Force Checklist. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. Time is running out. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Learn when you can and can't shoot, what to do when the police arrive, and how to survive the legal aftermath. It's all there for you for free. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't forget our other amazing sponsors, Taser.com. AAR is the promo code. MyPillow.com. Talk about getting a great product. Get 50% off. And all the bonuses that they put over at MyPillow.com. AAR, the promo code. Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. Boondocks FTA. Promo code AAR. 10% off a training class. I'm working on some classes over there, defensive pistol. I'll let you know when and how we put that together. Mantis X, promo code AAR, 10% off and free shipping. The letters coming in from that are off the hook. Thegunbox.com, promo code AAR. You get the routine. Please, thegunbox.com. All of them. Visit them all. All of the sponsors are at armedamericanradio.com. You can see them all. They make this program possible. They support us. We get great products. And guess what? We continue to grow the radio show. All right? All right, I just got this email a little bit ago. I've been looking forward to reading this. This is a good email, and it's a provocative one. Remember last week we were talking about Democrats and guns, and can you be a Democrat and a gun rights activist but pull the trigger, pun intended, in the voting booth for a Democrat who hates your gun rights? And you know it, willfully know it. My response to that is no. No, you can't. But what you are is a Democrat who loves guns, and there's not a damn thing wrong with that. Not a damn thing wrong with that. You can be a Democrat that loves guns. But to be an activist, it requires something else. This has to be your issue. And if it's not your number one issue, then you are, in fact, just a Democrat who loves guns. And as I said, there's nothing wrong with that. Lots of Democrats love guns. But something else is more important to them. And I use the example, maybe it's global warming, maybe it's Roe v. Wade, whatever it is. On their platform, there's something there that's more important to you than guns. That's why you are willing to love your guns and still pull the lever for Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, who you know want to take away your guns, or maybe your congressional representative or senator, who you know wants to take away your guns. So to me, I don't have that dilemma. I sleep well at night. I love my guns, and I know who I pull the lever for also loves my guns. Take a listen to this email. Mark, your show discussing how a Democrat can be pro-Second Amendment really got me thinking. You see, I'm a gun-loving conservative trade union member, so I knew exactly where this email was going. The moment I saw that, I knew exactly where this letter writer was going. Let's check it out. You see, I'm a gun-loving conservative trade union member. There are many of us out there. We speak quietly among ourselves about America's current issues, our rights, what the left is doing to America. However, we also hear what our beloved conservative Republican Party hates, our right to collective bargain for retirement, health care, and for a great wage. With that great wage I pay for, without government help, my son's college and for my latest firearm. Mark, we are put between a rock and a hard place when there are politicians out there that will support my right to collective bargain, but nothing else I stand for. He means the Democrat. So if there is a politician that will stand up for my Second Amendment rights and my right to collective bargain, I'll give him a second thought for my vote. It's the same issue I have with my conservative brothers on the radio. Embrace the union brotherhood regardless of the leadership and see how many more votes will come to the right side. A gun rights union brother, thank you. Wow, that's a great email for lots of different reasons. Here's my response. Sit down and talk to the politician that has the R next to them that you think doesn't support your right to collective bargain. I think what you're going to find is that you're being sold a bill of goods by big money PACs and a Democrat party trying to scare you away from it. I've never met a Republican politician that hated a trade union member. Hey, here's a motto. I love this, right? Skilled labor isn't cheap, and cheap labor isn't skilled. I believe that with all my heart. I know lots of people in the trades, and there's truth to that. The unions have changed over the years. Like, I did battle with the Teamsters way back in the day. I'm talking about the mid-80s, early 80s, when I first got out of college and went to work for a trucking company. It was a non-union company. It was overnight transportation. But I later took a position in the late 80s in Philadelphia, tough union town, with St. Johnsbury Trucking. Remember St. Johnsbury Trucking? Some of you probably do. Some of you might even remember their motto. But St. I'll let you send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, if you remember St. Johnsbury's motto. I'll be more than happy to read it on the air. But they were a union carrier, and it was a real culture shock for me to go from a non-union carrier to a union carrier. I read, and it was propaganda coming to these drivers in the form of the Teamster magazines. Every week I'd read this stuff and say, where in the world is this coming from? Because I was management. I had grievances filed on me before. I did the whole mediation thing in the rooms. I went toe-to-toe with the shop foreman because I would go out riding with the drivers. And I'd get a stern yelling before we went out. Don't you touch any freight. If you touch any freight, you're taking a man's job. When in reality, every driver I ever went with, as soon as we got in the truck and started moving, the guy says, you are going to help me out, right? It was propaganda. Now, a lot has changed since those days. A lot has changed since those days. But here's my suggestion. Don't believe what you see at the top. Go sit down, make an appointment, and talk to that representative, whether it's local, whether it's your congressman, state, or federal, whether it's your senator, make an appointment when they're in the district and talk to them about your concerns. I think you'll be very, very surprised at what you hear. Remember, people have to toe the line politically. We're witnessing that right now with Kavanaugh. By the way, funny how we're not talking about Kavanaugh today, right? That's by design. We'll probably pick that conversation up again on Friday. But I know a lot of politicians, letter writer, you don't put your name on, so I can't address you by name. and I won't give your email address out, obviously. So I just want to say, and again, there's a lot of meat to this. I wish I had more time to cover this. You say there are many of us out there. Oh, I know there are. Believe me, I know there are. And I understand the rock in a hard place that you might find yourself in. And I also know that you speak quietly among yourselves, because I get lots of emails like this, believe it or not. You talk about current issues. You talk about what the left is doing to America. But somehow you feel, God, I've got to vote this way for this very reason. Now, I don't know who the politician is you're talking about. I don't know where you live. So it's hard to address it specifically. If you want to write me back and let me know those things, I would be more than happy to carry on a really nice private conversation with you. And I'm going to bet you, I'll bet you $10 on national radio that we can fix whatever perception or problem there is if we get our heads out of the media. Because I know you're a gun lover, and guess what? I believe, based on what I read here and how I read it, you don't want anybody taking your firearms either. And you know what's interesting? I'd have never met a Republican that wants to take away your wage, see to it that you make less money, take away your health care, and harm your family. I've never met a Republican that wants to poison your drinking water and everything else the Democrats say. But I'll tell you one thing. I've met tons of Democrats that do want to take away my guns. So if you let me know where you're at, I think it's a great conversation. If it's okay with you, I'll carry it on the radio. It's really powerful stuff. All right, here we go again. I have to close out the Thursday edition of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back tomorrow, picking up where we left off today with all kinds of fun new stuff, simply because we can. If you have any questions, concerns, thoughts, you love me, you hate me, let me know, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And until we meet on the radio tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.